What was the community where the old home place was? Was that in any near a town or?
Now, what are you speaking of?
Where they grew up here in Kershaw County.
My mother?
Mm-hmm. Is there a name of that area of the county?
Oh, you mean the plantation,
mm-hmm.
which she always called it. It's in the Longtown community of Kershaw mm-hmm. County. That's out on the old Ridgeway Road, now known as the Longtown Road.
And were her parents from there?
Her mother was.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was from Columbia originally, but he had moved to Jacksonville when his mother married for the second time. So he was sort of a transplanted
mm-hmm.
South Carolina.
Okay. Where were your father's parents from?
My father's father was a native Kershaw Countyman and had lived in the Flat Rock area, was a landowner on a platter. Actually, my father's father was a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and he inherited the land from his father up
mm-hmm.
in the Flat Rock section, which is the northern part of Kershaw County. His father had been a country doctor.
Hmm.
And my grandfather, my father's father, was went into the Confederate Army at the age of 13. He's on record as being the youngest man in the Confederate Army to carry a gun. Now, they're bugle boys,
mm-hmm.
and so on. But Dr. Clarence Poe, who was a great Confederate war historian,
mm-hmm.
we had always maintained it in the family, but he investigated and decided that he was the youngest Confederate soldier. He was a big 6-footer at the age of 13 and went into the Army.
So he could pass for being a little older than he was.
Uh-huh. And that was my father's father. And my father's mother was from North Carolina. She was the daughter of a professor at Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My grandfather studied at Wake Forest after the war.
That's where he met her. Okay, great. Well, I have a lot of questions here, just about different terms. Really, I'm more interested in what terms you yourself would use for things. But, you know, if you remember hearing your grandparents use a particular expression or have heard other people in the community maybe use particular terms, then you can
throw that into
tell me about that too.
I'll do my
so
best to keep all that on the right track.
Okay. The first part is about the house. Like, what would you call the front room in your house where you might have company?
Well, we always spoke of either the living room or the sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't use the word parlor. And front room was sort of frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know how it came up, but we would just say the living room or the sitting room.
Okay.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
And in the fireplace, you have these metal things that you set the logs on. What would you call
those? Okay, we call them andirons.
All right.